Now, one question I have regarding this survey is where it's going to be next year. Mm-hmm. Where is it going to be 5 years from now? I would say that the growth of the fan base is the most encouraging. And I think at the end of the season, you talk to people who went to the last couple of games, kind of felt like the old days, especially the Falcons game. Trustway talks about the team kind of being willed back to victory by the fans. Mm-hmm. And that was a game. Look, I went to the Steelers game and it was still half Steelers fans there. But the Falcons game, it was all burgundy and gold in the stadium.
Which is great because, I mean, we've seen the apathy that set into the fan base while Snyder was the owner. And we just saw countless takeovers by opposing fan bases. And is it still going to happen at times with heritage teams like the Steelers, Eagles, Giants sometimes, teams with big fan bases, especially that are local? Sure, but you're seeing more and more of it, people going to root for the Commanders.
So I
giving
think
them a home field advantage that they've lacked for like 25 years.
Yeah, so I think that's super encouraging. With the name, I think the older set, the Mary Ellens of the world, they're dug in.
Yeah, they're trying.
They're not going to like the name, right?
50 and over, you ain't going to.
But the younger generation that's coming up,
they don't care.
They don't care as much. And then I know that this is 5 years, 10 years down the road, but take your six-year-old, like our pal Chris Farley. He brings his three kids to the game, took them to Philadelphia, takes them to games all the time. They're all Commanders.
Well, all they've ever known
and
is Commanders.
They're fine with it.
Yeah. Right.
So like the next generation that are going to be fans for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, they're going to be fine with it. So that number is going to go up too. I don't think that number will go up as high as maybe the fan base, but the fan base here is never going to go up to 100% because there's just too many transients.
I think we'll get to the calls in a second. I think if you got Josh Harris in a room by himself and poured him a drink, he would tell you, I'd love to have the team still be named the Washington Redskins, but that's never going to happen. It's not going to go back. So he and his group, they're trying to make the best of a name that they've, let's be honest, they were saddled with by a former regime. They're doing the best they can with it. And like Jason mentioned, they've got other bigger things they have to worry about, like getting the stadium done, getting the council to vote on it, starting that process. Like, this is what, like they've said, it's way down the list.
Well, hopefully
on their priorities.
The fan, and I don't think this is going to happen because I don't think the team is going to slip back to where they were pre-JD. But hopefully, let's just say that the Commanders have a down year this year.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's some injuries. They just don't perform like they did last year. Hopefully those fans that were all jacked up last year don't regress and come back to where they were a couple years ago and they stop going to the stadium. Now, I don't think that's going to happen because I don't think the team – I think the team's going to be good if they stay healthy, but you just hope that's not the case if the team struggles.
Valdez, can you check the bet book? How long do I have to wait for Cakes to pay me on the name change bet?
Oh, I think I said.
I remember you didn't believe this.
Yeah,
this is what Josh Harris said.
Yeah.
You did his voice. And I remember we analyzed these two sentences to death.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I think it's now being embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff. And so we're going with that. And I remember you were like, we're going with that? You're like, that doesn't mean anything.
I mean, it's very lukewarm. If you think that's not lukewarm, we're going with it. That's not saying we love the name Commanders.
No.
It's saying we're kind of stuck with it. We're doing the best
we can. To some of us, that though, we're going with that meant they're not changing the name and you weren't buying it.
Yeah.
By the 2027 season.
Oh, I've
got 2 years.
I've eons of time.
The bigger one is with Drab and Eric.
Okay.
That the new team name will be introduced with the new stadium. That is for $100.
And I said no.
Correct.
So that's
who made that bet?
Drab and Eric.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You gotta wait till 2030 on that.
Yeah. I don't even know what that bet means.
In other words, when they have the new stadium, they're gonna introduce the new team name.
By the time they move, I think it was by the time they move into the new stadium, they will have it.
Yeah, right. So 2030.
Same season.
When the stadium
you're
is open.
Venmo me or Zelle me or whatever it is in 2030.
I'm just confident. I don't care about a fake news poll from the Washington Post.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you think
now you love the Washington Post.
Oh, no, I didn't even know who did the poll. I don't even know who did the poll.
It was the Post and the Sklar brothers.
No, it's Schar. You called him Scar.
What happened to the Sklar brothers?
Who knows? Weren't the Schar, like Schar was one of the minority owners
White
under Snyder?
Schar.
Shar, yes.
I'm pretty sure. I'm 99% sure.
I would be very curious to see how they did this study, because maybe it's a little confusing. Because if you go up to somebody on the street and they got, you know, they're a fan of the team and they say, hey, are you cool with the Commander's name? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the Commanders. Okay, check for the Commanders. Right. There you go.
Yeah, how scientific is this poll?
Are they explaining? Are they explaining exactly. the name yeah. debate?
Mm-hmm.
And explaining the change from Redskins to Commanders.
I think the point of the poll is people are fine with it. That's the point of the poll. It's not that they love the name. No one's going to love the name. They're fine with it.
The
it's
people
fine,
that hate
whatever.
The name, the people that really, really, really hate the
yeah,
name.
Yeah, you're never going to convert them.
Well, no, it's also, it's not even about, it's, there's also a little bit of the, how the name was taken away. Like there's,
for sure.
There's definitely that part.
For sure.
Involved in the whole
for
thing.
Sure. 100%.
Are like, we sure Rivera's name isn't at the bottom of that poll, like in really small letters, tiny ass font, nobody can see.
All right, let's pay out these calls. Come on. Got a limited time here. Let's go to Brian in Silver Spring. Brian, what's up, buddy? Y'all with the jokes.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So, never liked the team name, but I've learned to live with it. But the one thing that I'll just never accept, and it sounds so horrible every time I hear it, is that we had the best team fight song in all professional sports. And hearing the new version with the Commanders in it, I can't. It's almost cringe.
It's awful.
So, you guys, people get mad when we kind of cling to the past, but it's just like they just need to get rid of it entirely, because it does remind us of the past. It's about as horrible as Elijah Green's batting average, if you could remind him. Remind
man,
Mike
that's
Rizzo
brutal.
That.
Come on, that's a kid.
Hey,
go easy.
You can't hit on all of them.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, buddy. All right, let's go to Tom in Salisbury. Tom,
I wonder if that's
what's
the
up?
Same guy. Somebody tweeted me yesterday
what's
or
up,
hit us up on.
First, I'd like to say I'm not from Salisbury. I'm from Hydesville.
Hydes.
Okay, all right.
Big difference.
But you're just in Salisbury right now?
The Master Catholic, 87.
All right, nice.
Oh, okay, cool.
I am in Salisbury right now. The one lady that just called said she never accepted the name or wear the swag. Well, they have jerseys that simply have a W. They don't have Commanders on them.
I don't think she's buying those either.
You know, I rock those. Cakes is a jersey aficionado. So I'm pretty sure he's seen the jerseys and stuff with just a W. The hat, just a W. As far as the name, I've seen Red Wolves in Sligo Creek Park. I could accept that.
You've seen a red wolf?
In Sligo Creek Park?
In Sligo Creek Park while playing golf. I ran my tail.
Sure wasn't you a know, fox. You probably saw a fox, Ricky.
No. It was like three of them.
Okay.
Well, foxes can hang out.
It was three foxes.
Yeah, there was a wolf pack.
But from what I've been told, they're pretty indigenous from Sligo Creek Park. Area.
Didn't know that.
That's the first time I've heard of that.
He's got an animal expert right. for Sligo Creek Park.
If anybody else has seen a red wolf,
but I'm not. I'm never gonna get butt-sized over this name. I don't see how it fits us.
Yeah.
You know, how does Commanders fit us? And then what are we commanding? The Red Army? I mean, we wear burgundy and gold. What are we commanding? Russia?
Right.
All right, you're not a fan.
This guy's got a lot of shtick. This guy's all over the place.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, buddy.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a great one.
All right, Tom.
Appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Hey, Eric's going to play with you at Sligo Creek next week.
Yeah.
Hit him up.
Be careful of those red wolves running off.
If anybody's seen a red wolf, they say, I don't know anything about red wolves or anything, but red wolves, they say, are native to southeastern United States.
I don't think this is considered the southeastern
bigger.
Portion of the United States.
How much bigger is a red wolf than a fox?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Let me read.
I've played at Sligo probably about 10 times.
I've never
it's only
played
nine
there.
Holes.
I'm going to guess he had a few beers and he saw a bunch of foxes running around and he wanted to believe they're red wolves.
Right.
That's right. What I'm going to go with.
All right, let's go to Jerry in Largo. Jerry, what's up? You're on with the joke.
Jerry will.
Why? No, I can't stand the name. It's very juvenile. It sounds like a kid's football team name. The Commanders. Yes, let's go, Commanders. It is not cute. I don't know anybody that likes it, honestly. Honestly, I think
Will you wear the gear, though? Will you wear the gear anyway?
I don't.
No, no, I don't. I do what the gentleman says. They do have things. They have a W on it. I don't even say Commanders. Like if somebody says, what's my team, Washington football team. I don't even like saying it. And it's
that was a bad name, too.
Why don't you just say Redskins then?
Yeah, it's not because I don't, well, because of, I do respect how some of the Native Americans feel about it. So I'm fine with it not being Redskins,
some of them.
But I do not want it to be Commanders. It is just corny. It's silly. It's juvenile. I would never accept it.
How old are you?
You always said I would never accept it. I'm 40. I'm about to be 48. So okay. When the team was good, I was very little for that short period of time. I was young, and then they've been bad for the other part of the time, and now I'm coming into them being great again. So I'm excited. But I love my team. I'm a season ticket holder, but I will never, ever, ever like that name. It's stupid and corny.
Right. Team never.
All right, thank you.
All right, she's pretty resolute.
Let's go to Nigel in Reston. Nigel, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm not a Commanders fan. My son is 6. He's a Commanders fan. He loves the name. I'm a Packers fan, and I don't care. I don't think I love the name. I love the team, and if they change it to something that sucked, I'd probably be like, why'd you change the name? But I don't think it's the name that I'm holding on to. I don't think anyone's really, like, some people hold on to Redskins, but was it really a great name or just, like, a great team?
I don't know. It's just a name
tradition.
You grew up with. Yeah. So hold on. You're saying if you're saying the Packers is not necessarily a great name, and if they changed it, you wouldn't care, essentially.
Unless they changed it to something bad like Commanders.
Right.
But if they changed it to like the Green Bay football team, I'd rock with that. Because the Washington football team, people didn't like it at first, and then like come week 10
or 11, it did grow
like,
on people.
It's got a ring to it. So,
it did grow up. If you did a poll, I did too at first.
I thought it was just so boring.
But if you did a poll right now, would you rather them be named the Washington football team or Commanders? Washington football team would win.
Probably,
but it's not great either.
Yeah, hey, I just saw in the Washington Post article, they do say how many people responded hate.
Yeah.
I'm surprised how low it is.
Yeah.
So according to the Post, about a third of area residents said they don't like the name. 36%.
Mm-hmm.
9% said they hate it. I would think that was higher.
Probably.
But maybe the hate is just the loud minority.
Well, it's a very loud minority. It's a very loud group. How big it is, who knows?
I think that's a lower percentage than it was last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah. Let's go to Dennis.
I can't remember when were they named Commanders.
It's funny. Nothing lights up the phone lines quicker.
When did it happen?
Yeah, when was that?
2-2-22, wasn't it?
22, that's right.
Yeah.
Dennis!
Big reveal.
The big reveal.
Worst reveal ever.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, haven't talked to you guys for a while. You know, here we go, back on the same old topic, the name change. you guys all know how I feel about it. It was a stupid thing to do. And I'll say it was dumb. I mean, we all are dealing with the name Commanders. I mean, we have no choice. But when I talk to my friends and whenever we're talking about football, I always just say, if I'm talking about the team, I always say Redskins. Yeah. Redskins. I still have my Nike Redskins sweatshirt, hoodie I wear around. If I was to make any other name for it, that kind of even semi appeals to me, would probably be the Warriors. Any other name just doesn't appeal. The Red Wolves, no, that doesn't fly with me. And I've been a Skins fan for a very, very long time.
A back burner issue, Dennis? Look, everyone has their opinion on the name. Isn't it a back burner issue now because they're winning?
It's not as important.
You don't think about it as much.
It is, but not all the way. I'm an older guy, man, and the Redskins is never, ever going to go away. We can win the 2 Super Bowls in a row, but I still want my team to go back to the name Redskins.
Right. Unfortunately. It's just not.
It's all the old heads want Redskins back. I mean, it's the most tried and true formula ever.
That's what it is,
And it is true.
Weren't they the Braves originally?
I don't know.
So all these people that are gung-ho on Redskins, they changed the name from the Braves.
Yeah. And it is true that young people, like in their 20s, they don't care.
They just don't care.
They're fine with Commanders.
Yeah.
They don't care at all. Just is what it is. We're aging out.
Yes.
We're going to die off. In like 20 years, it's not going to matter at all.
Nope.
Remember, we got Mike Rizzo joining us at 9 o'clock, the Nats GM and president of baseball operations, Antonio Daniels on the NBA playoffs at 9:25 here on the Junk.